must have the precious.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest is Dr. Maurice Sklar. And Dr. Maurice Sklar is an internationally recognized as one of today's most virtuistic, anointed, and engaging artists. He is sought after throughout the world for concert and recital appearances, as well as for churches and synagogues for his ministry. Dr. Sklar has appeared in concert with numerous orchestras and ensembles, as well as at music festivals and ministers at congregations worldwide, and Dr. Sklar has appeared on Trinity Broadcasting Network's Praise the Lord, It's Supernatural with Sid Roth, TCT, Daystar, CBN Asia, and has also been on the 700 Club with Pat Robertson. And we want to thank Maurice for stepping by and telling us a little bit about his music, as well as his recent vision of heaven, as well as testimony and miracle scene. And first of all, Maurice, it's a pleasure and honor that you could be on the show. And first of all, we want to talk and want to let everyone know that you're a violinist and violin player. And I was listening to some of your work there. I had to say I couldn't listen for too long because it's very emotional, very passionate, and you definitely put a lot into it. But let's back up and tell us a little bit about your background. And we understand that you started playing the violin at a very early age then.
Yes, I come from a musical family, and I started playing when I was 4 years old. And so I've had I've been at it for a few years, definitely. Well, I have I've kind of had a unique journey for a concert violinist, of course, because the combination of also ministry with that is something that happened as a result of the journey that I've had. My parents were, especially my dad, really pushed me hard on the violin. And I had a lot of pressure growing up, and I was very good when I was quite young. I'm originally from Louisiana. I come from a Jewish background, but secular, not real religious. So, but when I was, I started working when I was 13 with a great violin teacher, Ivan Galamian. He was the greatest teacher in the world at that time in the mid 70s. And I went to upper state New York to a camp where he like summer music school. And it was there I also experienced. I had a spiritual. A supernatural experience, actually, where even though I had never really been to church or anything, I met a man who was a cellist, and he had come out of the Jesus movement, I think, and he was very kind of strange, but he had a real peace about him. Whenever I was with him, it was just when we became friends, he was one of the counselors there, and he gave me a little tract of the four spiritual laws, you know, and I ended up getting saved that summer. I gave my life to the Lord. And then after that, I went to New York. I went to Juilliard shortly after that. I was 15. And then from there, I just had a lot of pressure on me until my last year in school. And I had a breakdown. I had a very serious breakdown, just cumulative of so much work and pressure and depression. I fought with depression a lot. I loved music, but I just hated the music world and the business of classical music. And I really believed that when I made it, then I would be happy. And I had won a competition, and I was playing concerts, so I guess that was making it, and I discovered how unhappy I was. And but then through a process of about a year or so, year or two, I experienced healing, and I really surrendered to Yeshua, and he called me into ministry, and he asked me to, one time I was in a car, actually, and thank God I parked it. But I had a cloud came into my car, and I was in my early 20s, and at this point, and I couldn't see out at all. And I heard a voice, and I just broke, started crying. I heard the Lord speak to me, and He said, "Son, you can entertain people for one night, and that's okay. But if you will go and minister and perform for me, I'll do more than just entertain people for one night." I will change lives forever. Which do you want? And then he said, are you willing to play what the world on your violin, what the world calls foolish and simple? Because I do my greatest works in the earth through what the world calls foolish and simple. And I agreed to it, but I said, yes, I'll do whatever you want. I want to serve you. But I didn't know what he meant exactly. And then I discovered a few weeks later, this time I was teaching at Oral Roberts University out in Tulsa, and the president of the school had a TV program, and he asked me to come on Christian television to feature the music department there. And I was going to play some classical music. He says, oh, no, don't play any classical music. Why don't you learn this song, We Shall Behold Him? And I didn't know the song, but I went and found the soundtrack. And so I ended up going on and playing the song. It was an old Sandy Patty song. And an amazing thing happened. I mean, the God started healing people all over the country. And the host was on his knees just crying, everybody was so touched. They said, wow, I think God is giving you a ministry. But it was so different because I was used to playing, you know, what I call real music, you know, classical music. And so I had to kind of humble myself. But the Lord showed me how to pioneer the violin with soundtrack, hymns and songs and Jewish music in addition to classical music. And I've gone around the world the last 20 years or so.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, Maurice, that, part of your ministry then is to literally go around the world. So you're finding yourself in churches and synagogues everywhere then.
Yes, we just got back last night from Taiwan. I did a tour of Taiwan for the last 2 weeks. And then next week, I'm going to Israel with Governor Mike Huckabee for his tour. He wants me to play. We went last year. I'm going to be playing along for his Israel tour. So, I keep pretty busy. And I've also, you know, the music can do more than just entertain people for one night, like the Lord said. That it also has what the Lord can do is similar to the story of David when he played for King Saul. There was healing and deliverance in the music. And so there's a lot of, I've seen a lot of healing miracles and people set free from, especially, you know, people that have broken hearts and are suffering with depression. And I've seen a lot of healing ministry, particularly in the emotional realms and the soul, you know, and also physical miracles. It's just been wonderful to watch the Holy Spirit take these arrangements and just touch them and touch people.
Okay, Maurice, you know what? That sounds great. We're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Dr. Maurice Sklar, who is a great violin virtuoso, as well as preaching the message of Christianity and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through his musical ministry, traveling all over the world, including Israel and Japan and Asia and even in our neck of the woods here in Wheaton, and doing a great job spreading a great Christian message and the true message. You are listening to the Mike Carey Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, Planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our show today.